I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Call us tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're heard right now live on aftermath.fm, and it's free, and you can stream it. You can also find aftermath.fm by going to talkstreamlive.com, which is also streaming our shows from radio stations across the country. And these are available for people who are being interrupted by this debate or whatever else is going on. We certainly have every way for you to listen to the program. We even have archive shows. If you miss this live, you can go to the archives, which you find at aftermath.media, which is a library with videos and archives and all kinds of cool things. $4.99 gets you the shows only. $9.99 a month gets you the library, the shows, the movies, the videos. Which, by the way, Heralds of the Apocalypse, our documentary, is featured there this week. It's been there. It's going to be there for a while. So be sure and check it out at aftermath.media. Remember, $9.99 for the full archive. That gives you the movie as well. And the archives. Or you can just get the archives for $4.99. And again, aftermath.fm is free. You can listen online as it streams for you tonight. And that way you can get the whole show from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's when we air. So anyway. So what do we talk about tonight? I don't want to talk about the debate. I know many people are probably still watching it. Some people are listening to the show because you're devoted, and I'm glad you're devoted and loyal. That's nice. Really, I appreciate that because I know a lot of people, you know, they're tuning in and they want to watch. They want to listen to this vice presidential debate. And there are a lot of people, though, that, you know, are sick of the circus, and they wish that there would be some sort of major event that would just shut down all the political hate and insanity and all the bias and all the and all of this. I mean, gosh, the debate isn't even over yet, and I'm seeing she won, or, you know, what's with Pence, or, you know, I don't care. Do people really care? If they care, I don't know. It's almost like this is something that plays in their head, and it's like football. I don't care. I really don't. I wish they'd have good commercials because then I'd watch it maybe, but they don't. It's just them. Boring. Stupid. Everything happening in politics today strikes me as a tragedy. It's just complete and utter tragedy. A medieval live-action role-playing game, a melodrama or a Shakespearean epic that has not been written but can be compared to things like, Julius Caesar. Yeah, Julius Caesar. There you go. And how that tragedy of government corruption put Caesar in his grave. Julius Caesar was assassinated by conspiring senators on March 15th, 44 BC. Caesar became a dictator after causing a civil war. His rule and murder effectively ended the Roman Republic and changed the course of history. Now, what is most interesting is that in the play that Shakespeare put together, much of what happens to Caesar is written in the stars. From the warning about the Ides of March to the seer Calpurnia, warning about a comet. And that comet is seen as a bad omen for Caesar. And in the play, she says to Caesar, "When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes." Now, Calpurnia was saying that because what she was trying to explain to Caesar is that when regular people die, there are no signs in the heavens. But when important people die, heaven sends a sign in the form of a comet. Or something else, like some bright light in the sky or what have you. There's also another view, and that is when beggars die, those in power have nothing to fear. But when a comet is seen or when something happens in space, beggars may rise up against their leaders in times of desperation and scarcity. Now, another example of how the stars are used to actually explain what's going on with Julius Caesar. There's this line from Cassius in the play, and he says, "The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars. The fault is in ourselves, that we are underlings." Now, in context, Cassius means that sometimes people have to take steps they think they cannot in order to avoid a terrible fate. Remember what we were talking about last night? Something has happened in the future, and we are being programmed to accept it now. we have to sometimes take steps that we have never thought of taking in order to avoid a fate. Now, those are the steps that you choose. If you know something's coming, if you know something's big is going down, if you know that in the stars you see things happen, the signs and wonders, as we've been told, you know, in Sunday school, right? In understanding, and that's what's interesting, is if you're trying to understand the intention of Shakespeare, it's useful to understand that he was responding to a world where controversial political and religious views could be punished by death. Calling into question the trappings and distortions of politics, morality, and religion, I mean, he couldn't criticize Catholicism or even Protestantism, so he used astrology to make his point, much like the prophets in the Bible used to do. I mean, actually describe the signs and wonders in the heavens towards the dispensation or when Jesus returns. You know, you read the Bible and you know these things. And many of the plays of Shakespeare dealt with current events as depicted similarly in ancient stories, parables, if you will. I mean, his audience is primarily, at the time, was primarily, he was doing things for the queen and the king. So small and large allusions to interests of the queen or king were inserted in his plays. Many people are not aware that King James, yes, that King James, was fascinated with witches. He actually carried out witch hunts, okay? He wrote the well-known ancient book called The Demonology or The Daemonology. He wrote that book. So King James was fascinated by demons. He was fascinated by witches. He was fascinated by the occult. And so the witches in Shakespeare's play Macbeth are harbingers of Macbeth's lineage, continuing and by extension of course, King James. I mean, it's no coincidence that it's a Scottish king, and James was the first King James of England, but the sixth king of Scotland. It not only flatters the king, but pricks his interest, right? So by drawing King James into a story with witches and demons and stars and astrology, Shakespeare could hopefully guide his sense of morality and benefit the greater good of the people. Shakespeare did what most good storytellers do. They basically couch very interesting tidbits or paranormal dramas and mystery within their stories to bring forward truths that can be evergreen. They cannot, I mean, they just remain and they linger for centuries. In Julius Caesar, Shakespeare introduces a republic who fights against a king, and that's what the play considers. I mean, he often explores the will of the people and the role of leadership. But when it comes to what is happening politically today, perhaps we should just brush up on our Shakespeare a bit and gaze into the night sky to see if any of those signs are about to influence the future. See, people today are disenchanted with everything. I mean, I don't know how many times I see posts on Facebook or I see special messages sent to me saying, Clyde, I'm praying for Armageddon. Whenever you talk about the end of the world, I pray that it happens because I'm ready. I'm ready, Clyde. I'm ready for the rapture. I'm ready for the end of the world. Tell me when it's going to happen. Well, of course I'm not going to tell you because I don't know. And nobody is supposed to even try and figure it out, right? It's verboten in the Bible. No one knows the hour or the time or whatever. But here's the thing. Many of you who send me these messages saying that you want the world to end or you want this to happen, you make it your wish. Especially what's interesting, and I guess you could call it synchronistic, is that there's a meme going around the internet with a political sign that actually says Asteroid 2020. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not Pence-Trump 2020. It's not Biden-Harris 2020. It's Asteroid 2020, which, of course, you know, they want an asteroid to hit in 2020 to just basically take everything out. Well, I don't know if you know this because I really didn't make a big deal out of it, but back in August, it was announced that Asteroid 2018 VP is going to cross Earth's orbit on November 2nd. Mm-hmm. 28 VP, it's this asteroid, is going to be heading towards Earth on November 2nd. Scientists are saying that this one may collide with Earth. I mean, they're not saying that it might not. And of course, they don't want to tell you it will, but they're saying it might. And if it does, don't worry, because it's not going to be the end of the world as we know it. It's just going to hit somewhere, probably somewhere where there's water. And when it does, you know, they'll know it. But just in time for the election, we have this asteroid heading our way. So it seems only fitting. I mean, what better way to round off a year than to see catastrophic floods, explosions, fires, storms, and of course, a global pandemic? I mean, what else can you ask for? But a major an asteroid hitting the planet on November 2nd, just in time for the election. Now, they also say there's a chance it won't hit, but they're also saying that, hey, guys, it may hit, and if it does, don't panic. It's not going to be a big deal. But see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, this one, if it enters the atmosphere and goes boom, I mean, the damage may be minimal, but they can't possibly forecast what will happen or where it will hit. Like I said, in all probability, it will explode somewhere over the ocean. But lately, I mean, we've actually been seeing some activity that's been pretty dicey. Because today, we actually had three rocks, major rocks, one about the size of the Statue of Liberty, pass over the planet today. Three of them. Three big ones passing by, and we'll tell you about that coming up on Ground Zero. The fault is not in our stars, but if we look up, we may see something coming. Who knows? But still something to think about for November 2nd. Get your ballots in now. Get your votes in now, because something, a big rock, is coming. They don't know where it's going to hit. They're saying, oh, it may not, but they're saying it may on November 2nd. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. Chicken Little was right. You're listening to Ground Zero. We'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.